A U.S. Navy warship called on Unalaska last week, marking the branch's first visit since the closure of Adak's base in the 90s. While city and tribal officials took the opportunity to push for a larger military presence on the island, other community members were wary of the crowds and chaos that came with 1,000 extra people. After the USS Somerset pulled into port, Mayor Frank Kelty went aboard to meet with U.S. Navy and Marine Corps leaders. Talking with them on the 25,000-ton vessel based out of San Diego, he stressed Unalaska's strategic location.
We're the only ice-free port in the area that could support operations in the Arctic.
The Arctic is increasingly important to the U.S. military. For the first time in 30 years, the Navy and Marine Corps traveled to the Aleutian Islands last month to train and test their capabilities in a cold climate environment. According to the Somerset's commanding officer, Captain Stuart Bedeshansky, the large-scale exercises in Adak were a good first start.
It tells us that Mother Nature always gets a vote, and she may exercise her vote multiple times over. And we have to continue to feel out what we're capable of, what else we want to be capable of, and what our limits are. So we felt that out and feel pretty good about what we saw.
It's still unclear if or when the military branches will spend more time in Aleutian waters, or if they'll bring the federal money that local officials are interested in. But Lieutenant Colonel Josh Anderson of the Marines told local officials that they were excited to spend 4 days in Unalaska during the course of their trip.
The Marines and sailors are really enjoying their time in the city. This morning, a number of them got up, made some hikes up the hills and the trails. I know a number of them are hoping to get out and cast a few lines and go fishing. So it really is a terrific opportunity for them to be here and explore.
Sailors and Marines were all over town during their time off the ship, buying novelty sweatshirts at the grocery store, using the library's internet to catch up with family, and of course, eating, drinking, and singing karaoke at the bars and restaurants. While businesses like the Norwegian Rat Saloon reported a profitable uptick in customers, bartender Jasmine Shapsnikov says it was also chaos.
There wasn't even standing room. You were elbow to elbow with your person.
Even though the Rat prepared by setting up an extra bar and thawing hamburger patties in advance, Shapsnikov says they still ran out of ice, had their soda guns break, and struggled to accommodate the surge of people.
And trying to get a drink, we had both lines going and that bar in the back, and it was insane. Like, I had local people come up and hold napkins. Locals over here, like, they wanted a drink, and I'm like, I see you, I'm gonna get to you, like, oh my gosh. And so it was insane.
Still, local police say they found the military guests to be respectful overall. Sergeant Patrick Bliss says there was an increase in police calls over the weekend, but it wasn't exclusively caused by the visitors, who had a nightly curfew.
We had a very busy weekend, probably starting Thursday night. However, of all of our calls of service, I think only maybe two or three involved any service members. I thought all went well, considering the influx of people. And from our perspective, it was a positive experience for us at the department.
With Arctic sea ice melting, shipping traffic increasing, and shifting defense priorities, U.S. policymakers and military leaders are still weighing how Alaska and the Aleutians will fit into their bigger picture. Whatever happens, City Manager Erin Reinders says she was glad for the recent opportunity to introduce the Navy and Marines to Unalaska, where the only current military presence is a 7-person Coast Guard unit focused on fishing boat safety.
The fact is we are in a very strategic location, you know, with shipping routes and just by where we're at geographically, that we might attract some folks. And then it's up to us as a community to work with anybody that we're attracting, be they military presence or, you know, or otherwise, to talk about how that might impact our town and, you know, how we can kind of make the best of those situations.
Reinders says the city is inviting island residents to weigh in on the possibility of an increased military presence as officials continue updating Unalaska's comprehensive plan. It'll outline the city's priorities for the next decade.